Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about professionalism and dealing with it. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, how will I deal with someone at work who I don't really like all that much? And the short answer is, the question is, if you are professional enough to handle this. Let me explain. So, I have been here more than once, I will tell you. And as you can, I know it's ridiculous to even think this way. It's a ridiculous notion to believe that Frederick Christensen has ever been on the wrong side of someone, because everybody loves me, right? But I'm very sorry to have to inform you that it has happened more than once. And being disagreeable is not necessarily something that is bad. It's just, you know, being a negative person is one thing, but being disagreeable is, well, it's, well, let's not go into to psychology around this, but sometimes it's actually better for you to be mostly agreeable and sometimes a little bit more disagreeable than to just be agreeable all the time. Being too nice is a worse punishment to yourself than being a little bit disagreeable to other people. But if this happens, what usually, especially younger people, they will be impacted from this in a way that makes it very hard for them to kind of deal with the situation. And this is where I, as I said, that this question comes in. Can you be professional enough to deal with this? Now, I'm not suggesting that if someone's mistreating you, that's a very different thing. There's a difference between you not being on good terms with someone and having someone who is, you know, if it's you or if it's that person bullying you or doing something worse like that. That's sort of stuff that's a very different topic. Here I'm talking about someone where you just don't click with them. You're not really agreeing on things. You usually have differences of opinion and someone always has to give up or compromise or something like that. These sorts of things, they do happen, and you should be aware of that it might happen, well, for more people, for some people more than others, but it's something that you're going to have to deal with. And that's why I tell you that for me, the question is, are you professional enough to deal with this? Because the thing is, guys, when it comes to professionalism, at least from my perspective, the way to think about it is, do you have the ability to segregate your personal beliefs and your personal feelings about someone or something like that, and take the role of someone who is, well, I'm not saying a cog, but I think that that's the best analogy. You're a cog in a clock or a cog in a machinery. Can you be a good cog? Because if you allow too many of your emotions to get involved when you're being paid to efficiently run a machinery such as a company, then you're being what we call unprofessional. Unprofessional behavior would be that you cause disruptions in the workplace or you cause problems, etc., when you don't really have to, when it's really a personal issue that you have. Because if you're a true professional, you should be able to go into a meeting with some people that you may not always agree with and then have a constructive discussion about how to further the agenda of the group or of the company or whatever the people that you are working for. But if you indulge too much of your personal feelings about certain things, then you are going to hinder and obstruct work. And that's where this cog idea comes into play, because like a professional, this is someone who, even if they may feel differently, they actually fit into the machinery and the machinery continues to spin. And a person who may act in an unprofessional behavior is who gets disrupted by emotional things, like they have a person in the reading room or a boss or something that they're not very fond of. They will start causing issues, and it's just a matter of time, depending on how far you go here, of course, before that cog gets switched out for another one that will actually fit. This is a very harsh reality, but it's something that you really need to think about, because I know it's a fluffy thing to talk about, but it's a balancing act, and it has to do with you. It has to do with how much of your personal feelings are you willing to compromise on, and how much of how much will you conform? Now, on the extreme side, and this is something, this is, I believe, at least one of the reasons why freelancers sometimes have a bit of a black mark on them, because people who, like, in IT, teamwork and working in a professional environment is usually very important to a lot of companies. And the reason is because of what I'm saying. This is one of those reasons, because if you have worked in a team in a professional environment, they are assured that you won't cause these sorts of problems. And usually the sort of people who go out on their ass the quickest are not the people who may not be as good as everybody else. They're usually the people who cause these sort of, they are unprofessional. They are unable to conform to a way of behaving or a way of thinking or a way of doing work that is a good fit for the machinery that they find themselves in. These are the problem people. These are usually the people who stay freelancers forever, because they are deeply, it's hard for them to change who they are when they're at work. They can't work as part of a team. And I'm sorry to say that sometimes being part of a team means that you have to deal with people that you're not on good terms with. I have had many, many situations where I've had to either swallow my pride or be frustrated. And I mean, this is for everybody. Most people face this on, if you want to really, really, really bite down and clench your fist without you saying something bad, let's go to the service industry, to the recurrent, or be a telemarketer or something like that. This is the world we live in. Conforming to these sorts of this professional behavior is a very important thing, and I can only tell you that it's something that you should really think about, and work on that with yourself. Like, there are so many emotional tools that you can use in order to find a way to deal with people who are an issue or a thorn in your side, because you're going to have to deal with these people. So what I want you to take away from this is that, for me at least, the question of how do I deal with people that I don't really get along with, it comes down to, can you be professional enough? Do you have the emotional maturity or the ability to actually understand that you are not being paid to be everybody's best friend? You're paid to get along with people and to further the agenda of that company, to make money for that company. That's why you're there. And that means that sometimes and this is just me saying it, sometimes you have to sit in a room with someone who you know is going to question your everything. And then the professional thing to do here is to say that, yes, I understand what you're saying, but I still believe that we should do it this way and this way and this way. And then prepare materials or data to showcase your idea. So not just sit there and feel like, oh, this person is offensive to me because they're always questioning everything I say. Don't let that get to you. This is just as going into a debate or whatever. This is a professional context. You can't expect everybody to be on your side all the time, because that's not just reasonable. Professional behavior would be to understand that there are people who will never agree with you for any number of reasons, and you need to find a way for the betterment of this company. You need to find a way to deal with those people. And usually the way to do that is to think of it, as I said, like a debate or like an opposition or like a politician or something like that. How can you persuade them or all the people around them that your ideas are good? And sometimes you need to hear them out, because sometimes they have something that is very useful in their heads and you need to listen to them, even if you don't like them. Liking someone and someone having good ideas are two very different things. And being a real professional and mature as a human being is part of understanding that. Have a great day.